All right, next up on Express Yourself, I'm joined by Symphony in the Valley to preview the Great Gatsby Benefit Gala. I always get tripped up. Is it gala or gala?
Oh, gosh. Both. I think you can pronounce it either way.
Either way. It's up to either way a is person's fine. Taste. Okay. We'll call it a gala. At the Hotel Colorado next weekend on Friday and Saturday. So here to speak about it, we have the Symphony in the Valley manager, Amanda Watkins. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us today.
And Ruth Mullman, once again here at KD&K Studios. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And we also have a newcomer here to talk about the Symphony in the Valley, Ariel Sokol.
Have a wonderful evening.
And so this is an event that happens annually.
Yeah, it's our big fundraiser.
The biggest of the year.
Yeah.
And usually it's swing music, but this year it's kind of extra special because it's...
Yeah, we're mixing it up a bit because it's 2020. So we pulled in the 20s theme. We're doing the Great Gatsby. We're dressing up, doing the Gatsby theme clothing and music and decor. It'll be super fun.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
And so in addition to dancing with all of the music, there's a dinner included?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tickets include a full course dinner. We do have a dance floor, so you can just dance the night away, live music. And so it's going to be a very fun-filled evening.
And when does the show start?
Starts at 6:30. Doors open at 6.
Okay. And it goes till 2 a.m.?
Oh, well, hopefully not quite that long. I don't think my dancing shoes will last that long. nine-ish, 10, something like that.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up.
Could you share a little bit about the music for this particular show?
Yeah, we said before, we're doing some big band and we're going to play the Charleston. So we're bringing back some classics from the 1920s and some other swing classics that we play every year that people love. We have some Duke Ellington and some Gershwin, a lot of arrangements by Clark Galt.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, we're bringing in a lot of new music this year. We have some featured vocalists that you will hear again. We've featured them before, but we have a new one
this year. I'm playing violin, but I'm occasionally hopping to the mic, and I'm singing The Man I Love, which is a great George Gershwin song, and Ain't Misbehavin'.
Okay.
So I might misbehave, but sometimes I ain't misbehaving.
So Ariel, could you share a little bit of your personal story of how you came to be involved in the symphony?
Sure. Well, I've always been a musician. Pretty much I was singing since before I could speak. I was playing piano since before most people were playing, you know, any sport. So music to me is love. And when I moved out here, I suddenly lost all of my musical connections. And I joined the symphony because I really wanted to come back to just playing with a large group. And I first joined and was playing in the percussion section. Then the next time I was in, I joined immediately after that to be in the violin section.
Yes.
Now I'm in the violin section and singing a couple songs.
And we love it.
So that was my path to the symphony. But I'm also a professionally trained opera singer, so I've got a whole lot of different things going on here.
And a flute player, too, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Wow, a lot to offer.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of good musicians and singers that will be represented. It's a great venue for this.
Yeah. I would go personally just for some of the trumpet parts.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dance to some of that big band stuff. Yeah.
And how many musicians, more or less, participating in this show?
We have about 50 musicians this year.
Cool.
Yeah.
And how many songs? Like, how long is the program, more or less?
Oh, goodness. We have almost a two-hour program, but there's, 30-some songs? Something like that?
Mm-hmm. Maybe more.
Yeah, depending on how the crowd is doing and how our musicians are doing, how their chops are holding up.
And cool. And fingers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
About 1 week out, how are we feeling? Is everybody excited?
Oh, yes. Yes. We just have a few tickets left for Friday night. So, okay. Yeah.
So important grab for listeners. Tickets. Yeah. Yes. If they want to go to the show, they better act now.
Right.
And when and where can people get tickets?
They can go online to sitv.org.
Okay.
Again, that's SITV, like Symphony in the Valley.org. And just click on buy tickets for the Gadsby Swing, and you're in.
For people who don't make the cut or can't attend this upcoming week, what are some of the other shows that are coming up with Symphony in the Valley?
Yeah, Symphony Valley typically plays about 5 big concerts every year. We have our Mother's Day concert coming up on May 9th and 10th. And this year is actually the 400th anniversary of the Mayflower arriving to Plymouth Harbor. Mm-hmm. So we're probably going to be doing some American classic composers.
Right.
Cool. Wow. Sounds like a really interesting show.
Oh, it will be. Yeah.
And could you describe a little bit the dynamic of how it works, how you come up with what songs you're going to play, or, you know, what each individual musician brings forth that might inform those choices?
That's typically done by our conductor, mm-hmm. and that's Kelly Thompson. And he has an artistic committee that kind of helps him choose and get music that's appropriate for our musicians, mm-hmm. for the year, for the timing, for where we are in history, things like that. Yeah,
we always have a theme.
Yeah, we do.
And for anybody who is interested in joining the symphony or checking it out, what's the process for that?
It's our website, www.sitv.org. There you can find the button for join us, and we'll be getting in contact with you. We'd love to have some more musicians.
Okay.
Yes. Especially string players right now.
Okay.
String players out there, listen. We can use you.
And for somebody who's nervous to play in that setting, do you have any words of encouragement?
As someone who only joined a couple, seasons ago, you would put it, mm-hmm. I have to say almost everybody was perfectly welcoming. The other ones were just a little standoffish at first, but then incredibly welcoming.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So
yes.
It's a wonderful experience. Just come on down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're an all-volunteer organization, so very welcoming and open to your musicianship, wherever it may be.
Yeah, a lot of our players have other full-time jobs, and they do this as a side hobby, so everyone is welcome. We have 13-year-old playing, and we have all ages. And
70 and 80-year-olds, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow. Seasoned musicians and somewhat beginners. Well, not real beginners, but they have to be able to read music and get through a piece. But
how is the experience of playing in a symphony versus playing with maybe just your own self doing a composition or with maybe a person or two to be a part of a symphony? What is that sensation?
To me, it's so much more immersive. You feel all the vibrations around you. It's this whole other experience. It's this other level.
You're a part of the
you're
music.
You're a part of it.
Right. Cool. Yeah, you're surrounded by musicians and the music, and it's a total body feeling.
Kind of transcendent.
Yeah, it is. It's an experience. Yeah, it's awesome.
Cool.
It's awesome.
Well, so once again, the Gadsby Swing coming up at the Hotel Colorado next Friday and Saturday. Tickets are still on sale for the Friday night.
For Friday night, yes.
Might be sold out for Saturday night.
Yeah.
And you were mentioning earlier to me, Amanda, that it's a little bit different this year. You don't have to get a table. Maybe if you are wanting to go alone, there is an option to get a special seating.
Yeah, certainly. Typically, we offer premium table. So in the past, you have to buy the entire table. But just this week, we've opened up to premium seats, and those are close to the dance floor. There's some party favors there. And so individual premium seats are now on sale.
Okay.
Right. And those are right next to the dance floor.
Fun.
And so all of the proceeds go to support the Symphony in the Valley.
And I bet you look forward to watching people dance.
Oh, yes.
It's so much fun.
We have some great dancers that show up, too. It's awesome.
Wonderful. Yeah. And you had mentioned a little bit about the Charleston and teaching people the Charleston.
Yeah, we might be trying to do some impromptu lessons for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, or putting on the Ritz. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very
cool. Put their hats on and their beads.
Well, thank you so much. Once again, I've been joined by Amanda Watkins, the manager for Symphony in the Valley, Ruth Molman, the president, and Ariel Sokal, who is going to be playing violin and singing in this show. Is there anything else that any of you would like to add?
Just say, come on down. We'd love to meet you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I guess I'll choose a good big band song to go out on.
There you go. I like that.